Brendan.
Hello, Alan.
Oh, so now we are entering a new era of the Not a Thing podcast. We are now
Boldly going
officially
where this podcast has never gone before.
we are officially international. You know, I know we had joked, you know, we have like one international like listener or whatever, but no, this is for real. I'm actually in Spain as I'm saying this.
I think this might be some sort of record or something. Because I've listened to a lot of podcasts, and I've never heard one that was recorded in two different countries at the same time. We should
Key.
check in with someone about that.
Yeah, we'll get Guinness on that, you know. I'm sure we can make a record
Or
for
we'll
it.
just get some Guinness when you get back.
There we go. There, actually, no.
I know drinking seems like a bad proposition now, but you'll be fine.
For those not in Spain currently, I had a quick trip to a bar last night, and I had a lot of fun, and it was but I am paying for it right now this morning, like minutes ago paying for it. So it's we won't dwell on it, but yeah, the short form is drink more water and less booze. This is the note for future me and also listeners of the podcast.
Oh, maybe now we can move this to the educational section on
Something.
iTunes.
So, how have you been, Brendan? What's been going on?
Not too much, still holding down the fort back here in San Jose.
Okay.
It's still here, don't worry.
Oh, good. It's not been erased off the map, so when I fly back, I'm not. There's not going to be this like
No, your
carved
life is not
out.
some Twilight Zone episode where you fly back and everything's gone.
Okay. Good. Good. I'd rather that not happen, actually.
How are you liking Spain?
It's pretty nice. I mean, I've been mostly in a conference room for a lot of the time, but I was able to get out for meals anyway, and that's been good. I just way too much paella, if there is such a
I
thing.
didn't know there was such a thing.
Right.
This is not a thing. Too much paella is not a thing.
But one thing that I was able to do while I was here, because I'm setting up kind of computers for a conference and attending user research studies, one of the things I was able to do was watch the supersonic jump.
The Felix Baumgartner jump, the
Yep.
Red Bull Stratos.
Exactly. I was I'd heard about it, and I think I tried to watch the previous attempt, but they had to scrub it because the winds were too high. But I caught it maybe 15 minutes from the top of the ascent, and then I watched the entire thing from that. So I watched all of the ascent or from there, and then you know all the 40-point checklist or whatever that they went through to get him to get to the edge of the capsule and then finally jump.
Yeah, I timed it perfectly. I turned it on right at the money shot.
Oh,
So it was just
really?
as the right as they're opening the door,
Oh, nice. So
the
you
door to
didn't,
the capsule.
yeah. So you didn't get the 2 hours of ascending in the balloon, which I did.
No, I was sleeping. I woke up just in time.
Nice. Yeah, that was
But that was
pretty
impressive.
fantastic. Yeah, definitely fantastic. It's kind of funny when an energy drink has like equal footing with NASA for me. But that was really cool.
Still not going to drink Red Bull. I might buy a balloon. That seemed kind of cool. I'm more likely to buy a balloon in a pressurized suit than I am to start drinking Red Bull.
I can't even imagine. Well, jumping out of a plane, one, but jumping out of a plane while wearing a pressurized suit with a helmet and all that kind of jazz, that's 24 miles up. I can't even, like, the mind boggles.
I would totally do it. If they could make a suit that fit me, I would totally jump.
Yeah, I think I have to work my way up. Or yeah, I would have to work my way up. Because I could not believe how he was able to stabilize his flight.
He was spinning a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Because I can understand, you know, like if you pass out, like your chute will open automatically when you get to a particular height or whatever. But if it's spinning, you don't want your chute to open automatically.
No.
So, you know, whatever it took to get him to, you know, flatten that trajectory out, golly, I can't even imagine.
And, you know, breaking the sound barrier. That going, was it 833 miles an hour was his top speed?
Was that the final number? Oh, jeez.
I don't know if that's the official, if there was the confirmed one, but that was the one they've been saying.
Golly.
That's really fast. I feel like I'm pushing it when I take my car to 90, so I'm in a car going 90.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Yes, so, yet another Star Trek meets real life. Like yes. It's like in the new movie. It's like, see, people called bullshit on that when they saw it. They're like, "That's stupid. Why would you jump from that high up?" And it looked really cool.
Yeah.
But now, you see, see.
Yeah. And it looked just like that, just like it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Less branding in Star Trek on the. on the suits, but no, I mean that the whole, like, you know, we're high enough in space that you can, I mean, you're still, there's still like a little bit of an atmosphere, but it's like completely black, you know, when they show the shots. I mean, that stuff is fantastic. Like, I love the it's now not a common thing, but I mean, I've seen three or four different videos of people that they've put like a camera attached to a weather balloon, and then they send it up, and then, you know, eventually the balloon expands because of the lack of air pressure up there, and then it pops the balloon, and then the camera kind of falls to Earth, and that.
Yeah, they do that with iPhones sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, people are doing it to take, like, you know, near space photography, and it looks great. I mean, it's except for the part where you know your phone is falling, essentially.
Don't skimp on the parachute.
Yeah, right. All right. Those iPhone cases are only so hardy.
That is going to be one cracked screen.
Yeah. I mean, maybe do it and then, you know, get your warranty all paid up first, and then do it.
Do it with a burner first. Yeah. Just get a Go phone, and then do it. Step up to the iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah, I ended up not getting a burner phone this time around. I just added international to my current phone because I wasn't really going to use it that much. I think I really wanted just something for texting and maybe occasional phone use, and that's pretty much what I've gotten out of it, because I think I've texted a few people here, and then I made one phone call because I needed to figure out where the place was, but yeah, I mean, it's been pretty reasonable kind of communications wise I turn off the cellular data because I knew that was going to be like a ridiculous thing. My phone, because it's a smartphone, it just checks everything all the time.
Right.
I really don't need to be paying, you know, for Facebook notifications and stuff like that.
And does it even speak Spanish?
Oh, I haven't tried if there's a Siri in Spanish mode. I should try that. Yeah, but I've been pretty much just using Wi-Fi wherever I can get it, which seems to be most places. I mean, I've the one thing I would recommend if you are going to use kind of Wi-Fi in random places as much as I've been recently is get a VPN. They're good. I think we talked about it like a while ago in relation to the Olympics when you were saying like people are using VPNs to kind of get around region restrictions for stuff. And
Oh, right.
so
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bought a VPN and it's like I think it was like $40 from it's such a shady company name. It's like Private Internet Access or something like that. But I mean you enter in the credentials and it logs you into a server somewhere else. And then when you're going out to the internet, it's actually going all the way to wherever that server is and then coming out from there. So I just picked a server in the Netherlands. And it works fine. They have them in the US and I think Australia. There were a bunch of different like regional exits, including local ones. Like so, I mean, the only reason to use a local one is if you're just caring about encrypting all your traffic and speed is more of an issue. If you go out a different server locale, then it masks your traffic is coming from there, and so you can use that to get around like region restrictions and stuff like that. It's neat. It seems like a like an easy win for me because I do get on kind of somewhat shady internet now and again.
So does that mean you could potentially be using like the BBC iPlayer or whatever?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
It's neat. I'll show it to you when we get back. But it works for my phone, it works for my computer. I mean it's the overhead is not as much as I expected. It doesn't cut into my bandwidth that much. Because you're
Oh, that's
obviously
good.
encrypting all of your traffic, so that's some hit to your bandwidth, and then you're sending all of your traffic to a server somewhere, and then it's sending it all the way back to you. So like if I picked a US exit the first time through, and that was actually hurting my bandwidth. But when I picked one in Europe, it was fine.
It hurt you while you were in Europe.
Yeah.
So when you come home, you can switch that to a more local, because you'll just want it for encryption.
Right, exactly.
Well, that seems like a very prudent move on your part, especially with the new six strikes scheme that the ISPs are coming out with.
Yeah, I'd heard about that a little bit. So this is an attempt to kind of make the make kind of chasing down people the torrent files kind of more reasonable, because currently the method of like let's just fine people, thousands and thousands of dollars isn't working.
No. No, so now it's the MPAA and the RIAA are teaming up with most of the major ISPs like Comcast, Time Warner, AT&T. And so their new system is the ISPs are going to be actively monitoring all traffic, which they probably already do. But now they'll be reporting people, or actually no, the copyright groups will be reporting people to the ISPs, and then they send you an email, and then there's the whole system of them sending you emails and then throttling your bandwidth and trying to stop people from torrenting without being super draconian.
Yeah, I love. Hold on one second. Pardon me. We don't have a cough button, and apparently we don't have a knee hitting the table button. So sorry, everyone out there.
Jeez, Alan, let's get some professionalism here.
Yeah. But anyway, I think, I mean, there's a couple problems. First of all, there's the torrenting for legal kind of purposes, and there's torrenting for legal purposes, which I think is a minority, but it's still like an active thing. And you know, it's really hard to stop torrenting as a platform, because without, you know, you distinguishing what the traffic is, you can't assume that it's this or that. So my take on it is that I kind of side with the net neutrality kind of folks, that, you know, the internet should be treated as like a, just like a throughway, like a road, and the traffic on that road should not be, you know, restricted based on like what it is. Like you it's not like, I mean, the road analogy sort of works in this. It's like, you know, they shouldn't care what you're, you know, putting down the road, unless, as long as it, as long as you're, you know, obeying whatever limits and stuff like that. But this is essentially saying that, you know, we can inspect your cargo as you're driving down our road. It's our right to look at your cargo and figure out what you're doing. And I'm not sure that that's...
And these are private companies. This isn't the government.
Right, right. Yeah, and I don't know if that's the best thing. I mean, it opens, you know, or it has the possibility of like a lot more kind of nefarious things happening, you know, with your traffic and stuff like that. So,
well, I mean, this will be a boon to VPN sales.
Yeah, I mean, I think the spirit of it is that, you know, they want to protect their intellectual property, right? Which I think is right. I think that's a good thing. I think, you know, them wanting you to pay the fair price for whatever their content is makes sense. At the same time, I think their model for distributing a lot of that content is, you know, need some work. It's not all the way there yet. And we've talked about that in the past, but the other side of it is the enforcement kind of side. I mean, and that's, well, I think it's a step in the right direction, because instead of just being, you know, the hammer immediately, you know, having some kind of staged, like, okay, you know, you're doing something wrong, you should kind of acknowledge it and maybe, you know, maybe do something. And then, you know, having a few steps, or more than, you know, one step, I think
is one strike and you're out.
Right. One strike and, you know, your grandmother pays $30,000 for Lady Gaga.
One strike and you lose your house for downloading some crappy movie.
So I think that approach is better than what's out there, but I don't know enough of the details to say that, you know, I would endorse it. I probably wouldn't, just on principle, because of my kind of stance on how the internet should work. But I think more realistic enforcement is probably necessary.
Yeah, and the pirates will always stay at least one step ahead.
Yeah, at least.
I mean, it's not. This isn't gonna stop. Yeah, I mean, look, you can get a VPN and completely bypass this whole act.
Yeah, it's funny, right? You know, for $40 a month, I can mask all my traffic, and there's no way you could, you know, that an ISP would be able to do really anything about it. I can actually put this VPN on my router, and then all traffic, everything, top to bottom, you know, is encrypted. And it's like, maybe I should do that.
But then at $40 a month, would it be easier?
Oh, I'm sorry,
just,
not
you know...
a month. It's actually a year. I'm sorry, $40 a year.
Oh, four. Okay, never mind. I was gonna say, for $40 a month, that's like having cable.
Yeah.
Or having. Paying for stuff on Amazon or iTunes or whatever.
Yeah.
$40 a year, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I'll send you some details. We'll work something
out. Yeah. Throw that in the show notes.
Oh man. Well, so it's funny about that we're talking about torrenting because one of the things, and for strictly educational purposes only, there might have been some torrenting going on over a VPN in the last 24 hours.
Well, I will say that I am a Dish Network customer, so I don't have AMC. And there was a certain show that premiered this Sunday that I really wanted to watch.
Yes, I believe I had the same boat, except there is no AMC affiliate at the, or at least that I can get access to Premiere. So I get 10 channels and they're all in Spanish. So I think for those not in the know, we're talking about The Walking Dead, the third season, or yeah, third season premiered this Sunday. And I love that show. I think that show is definitely a thing.
Yes.
And it the premiere was great. If you're a fan of the show, you're gonna be like kind of in a world of hurt after seeing so much of it, but it's a great show. It's right
That
up
might
there.
have been one of my
So
favorite episodes. It was I there's nothing about it I did not like.
But the way I had to watch it was I had to watch it as a download. I mean, there were no other way for me to get to it because there was a stream, but the streaming option was at like, what was it, 5 a.m. something like that.
That's not the time to be watching zombies.
You already
That's the
feel like
time for
one.
sleeping.
So I'll admit it. I use the internet to the best of my ability, and I got it. I was able to watch it, and it was good. But it's the kind of thing where, I don't feel bad about it, and I don't feel that it was especially difficult for me. And I don't feel that it
Which
was.
was more difficult, using a VPN in Spain to get Walking Dead or jury-rigging a TV and a laptop to get Game of Thrones in Hawaii?
That was pretty epic, but I think I mean, I think,
Was great.
yeah, I think the majority of the problem with torrenting is that it is so easy. I mean, there's not a I mean, you need a little bit of technical skill to get it going, but it's really not that much. And the content is just out there. And I feel like the content was always out there, but it's become especially more kind of visible recently, and it's a lot easier to kind of put together. And I think it's just the kind of thing where the technology has outpaced the kind of the normal delivery methods a little bit or a lot, because as we've said in the past, like people want their stuff when they want it. They want that kind of like it's customized to me kind of thing, and a lot of the content that's in torrented sites and stuff is stuff that may not be as easily available. I mean, this is a Walking Dead is a different thing because that's a much more mainstream kind of show. But the things that I'll see or seek out in torrents, they tend to be like a little more obscure, harder to get through whatever normal means that you might have to pay for. And I feel when I think about it kind of in the aggregate, I do feel kind of like, oh, I really should be getting these via some other legitimate means. But in the moment, when you want to watch it, it's like it's really the fastest way to get whatever thing you want to watch. Now, with instant streaming and instant kind of instant watch kinds of things, on demand kind of things, that's getting better. And I think that that's that's definitely a step in the right direction for the content providers to be able to get their stuff out and have people kind of watching and paying for it, stuff like that.
Well, I think one of the problems with a service, say, like Hulu, is the stream quality is not necessarily good. Like, I'm always having trouble with it having to buffer or running out of buffer. Yeah. It messes up, and then you have to start over. And I think maybe a smart way for them to move forward, or for, you know, distributors to move forward, is to just release the torrents themselves, but, you know, cut in commercials. Leave it, like, do the torrent with the commercials in it. I'd still download it because it's a speed thing. It's an efficiency thing.
Yeah, and you want to watch it without it buffering. I mean, that's the
Yeah, that's a hassle.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who makes buffering algorithms, but they suck now.
Satan?
I mean, even just like YouTube videos. I mean, I have a stupid amount of bandwidth at work. I mean, it's like 10 megs or something like that, and I still see buffering. It's like, how does that even happen? I don't.
Buffering should not be a thing.
Not be a thing.
Torrenting. Fight your congressman.
Yeah, torrenting probably should not be a thing for illegal purposes.
Yes. Any actions we've said we've done, we've allegedly done. This is an entertainment show.
Yeah, we didn't actually watch The Walking Dead, nor did I actually go to Spain. It's all a fiction. All a fiction.
No, we actually went to Branson. We're in Missouri right now.
Yes. And we're in the same room.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, we're in separate rooms, but in the same building.
Oh, golly. Excellent. My computer fell asleep, so I can't actually see the clock, and I don't want to start typing to wake up. Are we pretty good on time?
Yeah, I think we're for our first international foray. I think your report from being on assignment has gone well. I think we've probably reached a good enough ending point.
Keen. Yeah, well, you know, thank you everyone for listening to this like ridiculous podcast.
One turns out.
Yeah, I'm humbled every time I talk to someone and they're like, "Oh, I listen to your podcast." It's like, "Oh my gosh, it's great." I mean, it is kind of, you know, it's a really fun thing for me. To put these out every week, so I'm glad that we're able to stick to it despite me being kind of away.
And the new format has worked okay.
Yeah.
Next week we're trying an even newer format. It'll be potentially we could be releasing two episodes, dual interview episodes or guest host episodes, but separate.
Yeah. I mean we're. We had a fair amount of trouble getting this episode on the air. So this coming week we're just going to record, you know, separately and then pull them online, you know, at the normal time. So we'll get this.
Oh, I just realized. Yeah. It's going to be podcast A for Alan and podcast B for Brendan. So it'll be episode like 12A and 12B.
That's awesome. Cute. Okay.
All right. Well, then I guess until next time.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thanks for listening, everybody.